Intervju Radija Študent.
Torej, lepo pozdravljeni, dragi poslušalci Radija Študent. V teh dneh se v Kinodvoru vrti film Sadeži pozabe, režiserja Hristosa Nikuja, ki je zdaj tudi z nami v Ljubljani. Hristos, very nice to have you here. I think this is your second time in Ljubljana, since the first one was online.
Actually, thank you, Pia, for the invitation, but actually it's my third time in Ljubljana, in person. I mean. I was here in 2013, in the summer, and I was here also for when we worked in the sound mix of the film, when we completed actually the film, because we finished the film here in 2020, 1 month before the lockdown and the pandemic and everything.
So you have this co-production with Slovene, as I know, with Perfo.
Yes.
And how actually did it came to this cooperation?
We met a few years ago with Alex Pavlin and Andrei Zritov in Berlin, producers of Perfo Product. They just we discussed the possibility of co-produce the film, and they loved the script from the beginning, and they were trying to find a way to co-produce it. Mm-hmm. On that moment, I think that they couldn't find from the fund some support, so they decided to do it with their own private, in a private way, and they helped us a lot for that, because it was very, actually, as I said before, we finished the film here in Ljubljana, because it was the last stage to do the sound and everything, and then we were ready to show the film, and it was 1 month before the lockdown, so it was very, very intense.
You know back then that it was a bad future for the film, just finishing it before the pandemic?
Yes, we were very scared at the beginning what we would do. For sure, I mean, the most important was the pandemic was very scared for the whole population, for sure, for the whole world. But it was also for us, for the movie, we didn't know exactly what would be the future of the film.
Since you did a co-production, I would like to ask you, what is actually the film scene like at the moment in Greece, since a lot of these national cinematographies are now becoming international because there is more funding from other countries? Is that why you also did a co-production yourself?
We did a co-production because it is something that it happens a lot in European cinema. I mean, a lot of directors, even from their first films, they are doing co-production with other countries, and I think it's very helpful, because in that way you can find more support, you can mix a little bit more the cultures. For example, the sound was made here in Slovenia. The image, the whole image, and the cinematographer was from Poland, in Naples. Then the person that was selling the films was from France. So it is, in a way, a bit of a movie that is combined by different countries. And there's that combination that I think that it always works only positive, in a positive way, not in a negative way.
So this is something you do like the other directors do as well, but what would you say makes you different, since a lot of critics said that you are a new hope of Greek new wave? What do you think it is that you do so differently?
I don't know. I don't know at all what we did differently. I think that we, in general, what I'm hearing about the film, and I hope that it works in that way, because it was also our intention, was because we made for sure a conceptual story, but Apples, I mean, it's a conceptual story, but it's also very tender and very humanistic, and that was our intention from the beginning. And I think that this is something that makes maybe a difference in a way.
I said I need to ask you, I don't know if it's just funny for me, but how is it like with horror films in Greece? Are you a fan of horror films?
I'm not a big fan, to be honest, and also we don't have at all horror films in Greece.
Because I noticed when your two main characters go to the cinema, they go to see the Texas Chainsaw Massacre.
Yes, because we wanted to in general, the movie we were trying for every different task that the amnesiacs were doing and following through the tapes, cassette that they were receiving from the doctors to create a different emotions for themselves. So on that moment, we were trying to find the emotion of when people are scared by something. And so we were trying to find the most scary horror film ever, and that's why we selected the Texas Chainsaw Massacre.
You're playing with feelings a lot in this. It's hard for me to say whether to say Fruits of Forgetfulness, or you. I noticed that the direct translation of Greek word Mila is actually speak. Apples. Aha, okay, Google Translation is not working then.
No, it also means speak.
So you did this intentionally, that it has two meanings?
Yes.
So how are you happy with the Slovene translation that means Fruits of Forgetfulness?
It's actually something that is related with the movie, and I feel that it's also nice, because we were thinking it's like a fruit of oblivion, a little bit. There were also some other countries who had almost the same translation. And I agree, it's part of the film, so for sure...
You think it's not too revealing?
Maybe, but maybe, I don't know.
Okay, so in the film we see a man who forgets everything and is then trying to become a normal man again, normal human being, through the series of different actions, different events. Would you say that things such as driving a car, taking pictures, meeting old people in hospitals, is what makes us human?
Yes and no. I mean, that all these tasks is not exactly, it wasn't our intention to create a new human, but to create new experiences and new memories. And I think that what makes us humans is what we live every day. And so even the very simple moments can make us human. And every different moment that will create a different emotion to us.
As I read, you wrote the script while grieving after your father, but it's a comedy. So is maybe the main character somehow similar to your father? Is that how you put that out?
My father was a very optimistic person in general, and he was living his work life. Yes, but I think that it's more, it's a comedy, because I think that it's actually, the movie is not exactly only comedy, it's a comedy drama, it is both. But I think that when you are dealing with something that is a very tragic moment, I think it's much more powerful when you can give it in another way and not make it so serious. And so I always love movies that they can mix comedic and tragic moments, because actually our life is a mixture of comedic and tragic moments and actually everything. So why it has to be only one and to go only one direction?
It's not just about the apples.
No, it's about that, what I love also to watch in cinema. In cinema, I mean, generally movies. So.
So this was your first long feature film.
Yes.
Was it harder to do it than everything else before?
I did only one short film before, so for sure it was difficult to do it. We were waiting. We were trying actually to finance the film through the economical crisis, the financial crisis in Greece. So it was even more difficult to find money and funds to support us. For example, we applied in the Greek fund and were waiting for a reply for almost 3 years, only for a reply. So it was really hard, yes.
You did the full length feature film right after, after you did only one short film. Was that an obstacle with getting funds, maybe, for some people, like, for example, from the country or something?
Yes, but I didn't want to direct another short film in order to prove to other people that I can direct, because I had always the feeling that I want to direct when I want to say a story, and not because I'm obligated to do that in order to to a career or stuff like this. So I knew that maybe we will not find a lot of money, we will not have take a lot of funds. So that's why the movie was also very low budget. But
is that why there is so few people in there? It looks like the Greece is empty.
No. That was from intention. We wanted to create a society that is from lonely people. So we didn't do any compromise in that terms in the film. But for sure, the film had a very low budget. Yeah.
So are we a society of lonely people?
Totally.
Especially now, after the epidemics, I guess even more.
Yes, but I think that in general, I feel that, a society of lonely people, for me, even when we are in a relationship, sometimes we are feeling lonely. And I feel that because with the movie we're trying also to make a comment not only about memory and grief, but also about how our society experienced life especially the last 10, 12 years with the extensive use of technology and social media. I feel that through the social media we are more and more lonely, because we are all the time behind a screen.
And the man in the film, he doesn't get the task to create a profile on social media. Maybe that would be easier for him to find out who he is.
Yes, but we were also trying to find a way to make it, for example, in the movie he follows the treatment from the doctors. That he has to listen something to imitate it, then to take a selfie with a Polaroid camera and put it in an album, which we were trying actually to imply things like, for example, how people right now, they are listening something or they're seeing something on their accounts in social media. But then they live an experience like that. They take a selfie with a Polaroid filter most of the times, and then they upload it in a digital photo album, and somebody make comments about if it's okay or not. Like, for example, how the doctors are checking his house, that he doesn't have a privacy.
Yeah. Is this maybe also a comment on medicine, about how much medicine can come through to our body, how it's controlling us?
Yes, in general, it's an allegorical way to say about how somebody is controlling us. I don't know who actually, but somebody is.
Well, since you already talked about the doctors, did you really went into the research of finding out how doctors treat people with amnesia? Are these
not at all?
So even those games are made up.
Yes, these games are made up, and everything is made up. Everything is. No, we didn't want to do a research because we felt that from the moment that we're making a movie, that it's like a fairy tale. It's a fictional story. So I didn't want to make something that is totally realistic. But in a way, I feel that it's close to something that is realistic, so in a way.
But I noticed that Aris Servetalis is already bumping his head into the wall already in the first scene. So he had problems before he lost his memory already.
Yes.
You think that if he would gain the memory back in the pool, he would start bumping his head against the wall again?
No. No, he was doing that for a different reason, actually. But yes.
And how did you shoot that, since it was a low budget? He really needed to bump his head into the wall?
Not exactly. We were sitting it in a way by putting something there that people...
By the way, do you like apples, or are the apples...
Yes, yes, I love apples. It's the biblical fruit.
Yeah.
So, for sure, but an orange is just... I don't know, for example, Aris Servetalis, that you mentioned, is the actor, the main actor. it's a bit strange because he was as much I love apples, because I love apples, he loved so much oranges in his real life. And there's a story when he was very young in the school that one day he told me that he ate 30 oranges. He went to the hospital because he had so much vitamins in his body that they had to take out the vitamins from his body.
So when you said that you were filming Globe, how big of a crew did you have then? I mean, it's still a co-production of four countries, but on the set it must have been quite small.
It was quite small comparing to other films, but it wasn't so small. I mean, some films they have also almost the similar amount of people, and some others they have for sure much more when they have bigger budget. So it depends on the budget, I think, always.
Well, in the past you also worked with some other directors, and did you maybe try with some of their way of how they're doing things? Do you think you were influenced by them, or you tried something totally new?
I tried to do something totally fresh and new, actually, comparing them to other directors that I worked. My references or influences were more movies that I have watched from the past and not...
Such as?
For example, I love all the scripts of Charlie Kaufman. The movie that wanted me to be a filmmaker was The Truman Show, which is a movie that I really, really, really love. And then, for sure, Spike Jones as a director. Roy Anderson, Raj Kaurismäki, Leos Carax, a director that I really like. And for sure from the past, directors like Besson or Cassavetes. But I think that, yes, these directors were more my influence than
those you worked with.
Yes, from the movies that I worked, I learned more, I had more the experience of how is to make a film. How is the practical way of it, and how you can use all the technology somehow, or the camera, or everything, the equipment. So this was a very, very good lesson for me.
You shot with digital camera, right?
Yes.
It's cheaper.
Yes, much cheaper.
Okay, but now since you got so good critics for this first film, and it's already a year and a half ago when it came out, are you already planning on something new maybe, or are you still on the festival route with the...
We are still in the festival route, but also I'm planning to shoot the next film probably in the summer of 2022.
What would that be about?
It's about love. It's called Fingernails, and it's about love and...
About love and fingernails?
No, it's called Fingernails.
Ah, yeah, okay, sorry.
But it's about love and how people are struggling to find love again in their life. It's like somehow the other side of the same coin of apples. Because I think that somehow, yes, love is not our priority anymore. And it will be my English debut, because it will be in English.
Oh, with Greek actors, or...?
No. It will be produced by Kate Blanchett, with English actors. Mm-hmm. Or American, I don't know, but I mean, that's...
You want to shoot in America?
We are still thinking of where to shoot it. Somewhere maybe in Europe or in USA, yes.
Yeah, you still need like 5 years at least for one film, right?
No, we're trying to do it much faster right now.
So, you're very much 2021. You're talking about alienation from the social network. You're talking about love that it's lacking, and you're doing everything fast and cheap.
Exactly.
you never had idea with dealing with the past or with maybe some more genre films. So you're trying a lot to present your view on the world, yeah, in this moment.
Yes, because I always love to watch movies, as I said, that create, like the director that I mentioned before, like Charlie Kaufman stories. Movies that create worlds, a little bit change the rules of our society and make comments about our life. and how we experience life. I feel that for me that's something that I love genre, this genre, I mean, but it's called somehow grounded science fiction. Mm-hmm. So when you're creating something in an allegorical way and you present your point of view on this world, but with a specific topic every time.
So grounded science fiction is everything that doesn't really have, which is not futuristic, actually.
No, it's not futuristic, yes. And we tried also in Apples to do something that doesn't look futuristic at all.
The next one, it would also be this mixture?
I think so, yes. I mean, that's our intention. I don't know how it will end, how it will be on the big screen, but yes, our intention is to make a little bit absurdist, romantic comedy drama.
Will you write the script as well?
Yes, I'm writing the script with my co-writer from Apus, Stavros Raptis, and an English writer, writer from UK, Sam Kainer.
Do you think it's easier to direct the script you wrote?
At the moment I will try to continue directing films that at least I am involved in the script, even as a score writer or have an idea or as the main writer. So I want always to be involved in the script. I can't direct something that is not me.
So you were two person in one. That's even more 2021, you know. Well, you said before that Cate Blanchett is producing the film, the next film. In what way is she producing it? Is she going to be the executive producer or?
No, the main producer. She founded a company with her husband and another producer from USA. They are having a company that's called Dirty Films. And yes, that's what she wants to do. She wants to produce, and of course she wants to act, but also she wants to produce film. And she's very creative on that. And
who found who? You found her, she found you?
She found me in Venice last year when we had the world premiere of the film. She got the film there and she asked me to have a meeting together, and we had a breakfast and we started discussing about films and life, and we realized how much similar ideas we have about cinema and life, and she asked me to continue that conversation and maybe to, so she became executive producer of Apples. She supported the promotion of the film in many countries, and then she became also she asked me to be the producer of the next project. So.
Okay, so how long are you staying here in Slovenia?
I'm staying for 3 days. Mm-hmm. We're having a screening in Kinotvor, and I'm very happy for that. And that I'm very happy that they invited me also here to do this premiere and to talk with the audience, as I feel that this movie is half Slovenian. I mean, it was, we finished the film here and we had a lot of support from especially from Perfu Production and Alice Pavlin and Andrei Stritov, and the two guys from, as I said before, from the sound, Sasso Kalan, that I call him Sassos Kalanis, which sounds more good, and Tom Lemagitz. Yes, it's very exciting to return here, and I always wanted, I had it in my plans when the movie will be in cinemas, I will come to Slovenia and present the movie and meet the audience there.
Okay, well, it's very nice to have you here, and enjoy your stay.
Thank you very much.
Interview Radia Student.